Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating the wild world of social confidence. If you're like me, sometimes those pesky little voices in our heads can be louder than a rock concert. You know what I mean? Those doubts, those negative thoughts that try to convince us we're not good enough, smart enough, or just plain cool enough. Well, today, we're tackling this head on. We're dissecting those self-doubt monsters, learning how to shut them down, and ultimately, unleashing the awesome power within each of us. Because let's face it, we all have these moments. Ever felt like you were about to nail that presentation at work, but then a little voice whispers, you're going to mess up. You know that feeling when you see someone amazing and think, they must be born with confidence, while your own self-doubt chimes in, nah, they just got lucky. Friends, those voices are loud, I get it. But here's the thing, we have a choice. We can let them control us or we can learn to silence them. Think of it like this. Negative thoughts are like weeds in a beautiful garden. They need attention, water, and space to grow. Our job is to pull those weeds out, expose the sunlight, and nurture the positive blooms within ourselves. Here's the game plan. First off, recognize those negative thought patterns. Become aware of when that inner critic pops up. Is it saying you're not good enough? Are you comparing yourself to others? Catching these thoughts early is like spotting a weed before it takes over your garden. Second, challenge those thoughts. Don't just accept them as truth. Ask yourself, is there evidence to support this? Would I say this to a friend? Often, those negative voices are based on fear, insecurity, or past experiences. They don't always reflect reality. Think of it like this. Your brain is like an old computer. Sometimes it has glitches and runs outdated programs. We need to update those programs. Third, reframe your thinking. Instead of dwelling on the negative, look for the positive. Even in challenging situations, there are often silver linings. Did you fail that test? Use it as a learning opportunity. Did you have a tough conversation? See it as a chance to improve your communication skills. Fourth, practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself. Everyone makes mistakes, has setbacks, and experiences moments of self-doubt. Treat yourself with the same understanding and kindness that you would offer a friend going through something similar. Lastly, remember your strengths. Write them down. Talk about them with someone you trust, or simply acknowledge them in your daily affirmations. When we focus on our strengths, we build confidence and empower ourselves to overcome those pesky doubts. Let me tell you a quick story that illustrates this perfectly. A few months ago, I was invited to speak at a conference. It was a great opportunity, but I was also terrified. My inner critic went into overdrive, telling me I wasn't good enough, that I'd forget everything, that the audience would laugh at me. Instead of letting those thoughts paralyze me, I decided to challenge them. I reminded myself of my past speaking experiences, the positive feedback I'd received, and the fact that I had something valuable to share. I practiced my presentation, visualized myself succeeding, and focused on the message I wanted to deliver. Guess what? The speech went amazingly. The audience was engaged, they asked thoughtful questions, and I even received compliments afterwards. It was a huge confidence boost, proving that even when self-doubt creeps in, we can overcome it by choosing to focus on our strengths, reframe our thinking, and step outside our comfort zone. So remember, you're not alone in this journey. We all struggle with self-doubt at times. The key is to recognize those negative thoughts, challenge them, reframe your perspective, be kind to yourself, and focus on your strengths. You've got this. Take a deep breath, believe in yourself, and go out there and shine. And if you found this episode helpful, please share it with someone who might benefit from it. Let's keep spreading the message of social confidence and empowering each other to live our best lives. See you tomorrow for another dose of confidence-boosting goodness.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.